Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at cbiztvmedia.com and click on the Brag tab. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, so we are talking 90 Day Fiancé, the single life with this recent season. And this is the tell-all part one. And I thought for the most part, it was pretty telling. At the beginning, some of the cast mates got to the back and they were just kind of chatting with each other. And Tyrae, his sexual experience lifestyle came up and it continued to come up through this episode. But John was back there along with Tim and they were saying, you know, you're a good guy, but you, like, how do you do it after 33 years not have any sexual experience or still be a virgin? And he said he just looked up one day and he was a virgin at 33. So I guess, I don't know, was sex just not an issue for him or not a thing for him? Did life get in the way? And later it comes out that he did say that he feared rejection. So he probably hasn't had many relationships. And like you said, this was his first girlfriend as he's trying to get one on the show versus the person that catfished him for like 4 years who he never met. I don't know. I can say that I do fear rejection, but I know it's a different position as a man because the man has to pursue and the woman usually is, you know, positioning herself to be pursued, I guess. And, you know, I'm not the type of woman that pursues. There are women that do so, but it's different for a male being rejected when he puts all his effort forth versus me being rejected as a woman. Usually, I'm rejected after the relationship has started or the friendship or whatever, or I think we have something and we don't have something. So that's usually how my rejection takes place. As a woman, we all have our different stories, but you know, that's how the tone in the beginning of the tell-all starts. Then we have Miss Debbie, who I love. She's like the moral high ground of the whole show. I can call her Mama Debbie. Just taking up for Tyrae throughout the show. Then she kind of got on Chantel about her behavior in the beginning of the season when she was not wearing underwear, all in the clubs with her friends, and just kind of parading herself somewhat, trying to get herself back on the market. And Debbie was trying to give her some sense, and she's like, well, you know, I know how to get men's attention. I'm trying to get myself back on the market, but do you really want to do it that way? Tim even chimes in because she says she wants a certain type of man with a certain type of standards. And she also talks about a certain type of size when it comes to the bedroom as well, what she wants. She says she should be able to have it all and have everything. Okay, well, maybe that was a little TMI, but she talks about she wants a good guy with good standards, a good career, has everything going for him. And they were saying basically the way she presented herself, and Tim was one of the people that chimed in as well as Debbie, that, you know, how you present yourself out there, the type of person you're going to get, and that's the type of person you're going to pick up. So if you're presenting yourself in a certain way, when it looks like you're all about sex, that's the type of guy that you are going to attract at the end of the day. Probably not a stand-up guy. Or if he is a stand-up guy, he's going to see you And I really don't think he's a stand-up guy if he's going to use you, but he's going to see you as something he can put in discard whenever he wants. And to me, honestly, that's not a stand-up guy. So they made some good points on that front as well. The other people that were there, we're going to probably get more into their story later, but it was the whole Louisa, Tim, Jamal, and Veronica Quadruplet, whatever. I don't think it's a love triangle again. Tim and Veronica have this long life friendship. They were in a relationship that kind of got in the way with Veronica and Jamal's relationship, as well as Tim and Louisa's relationship. So everything kind of got cloudy there, and looks like Jamal was not really the stand-up guy that he should have been, and he did admit later on after he, you know, talked some junk to Tim again, you know, he kind of pulled that card back out as he did in the actual show. He pulled that out during the tell-all, trying to be a little messy, saying some things, and it sounded like he was trying to come on to Tim, and it sounded like Tim was trying to come on back to him. I don't know, Tim was looking kind of pretty that day, and I'm not trying to be funny or make fun of him, but he was looking pretty nice, I'll say. But you know, Jamal took it into another lane and called him sweetheart, and so I don't know what was going on between them two, some type of strange tension that keeps coming back. But he basically blames him for the fact that their relationship didn't work. Then Louisa comes out, and also she kind of chimes in with Jamal, and they're saying, well, those two act like they're besties, but they talk bad about each other. She basically said that Veronica talked down about Jamal, about him not having the job and being trash. And then Jamal comes out and says, you know, I've had a job this whole time. I live in California. I had my own place. I was just helping my mom where she lives, and it was an issue with something going on with his mom, and he played it as if Veronica didn't care about that situation. So it was a whole lot of different things going on. Veronica says, well, you kind of sent me peace out emoji and was done with me with not really any real explanation. So at the end of the day, he finally apologized for that and said that he does have that runaway vibe when it comes to relationships. I see that's something he needs to work on. Miss Debbie said, well, maybe you guys might get back together, because the apology was nice, and I still see that there's feelings there. Tim said it really burned her once Jamal left the situation in the way that he did. So I don't know if they're going to get back together, but honestly, I don't think that they should, and I really don't think Veronica should set herself back up for somebody that you basically know their track record. I probably wouldn't go back to that, no matter what the scenario was. But I understand taking a breakup hard, which it sounds like Veronica took that breakup really hard for whatever reason. But when someone does you like that, I don't really think it's good to take them back, because you're going to probably go through another heartache again and again and again with that person, no matter what the scenario. Oh, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't cheating. So, you know, sometimes we give people those excuses so we can bring them back into our life. But if they continue to cause us hurt, and you know it's probably not going to go anywhere or go to the place you want it to go, it's best to just wipe your hands of it and, you know, maybe at the end of the day, just be far away friends. Natalie was there. We didn't really get into the Natalie Josh Mike thing yet, but Natalie, she was rooting Tyrae on for being the type of man that he is. It was a two-sided crowd there. The ladies were saying Tyrae's a stand-up guy, he's a good guy, he's not just gonna be with anyone, and the guys were like, well, yeah, he's not just gonna be with anyone, but he needs to be with someone, he needs to have experience. And crazy enough, our friend who has 2500 times of experience, Sarper, comes in, and that's with different people. Sarper comes in and gives Tyrae some tips so he can get ready for the bedroom. And I'm like, why did you guys let Sarper do this? And Debbie was like, why are you going to sully this man by telling him how to be a super player or whatever. Like, you, he's a good guy, he doesn't have to go that way. So he says, Tyrae, you giggle too much, you got that giggle and the girls just aren't going to be into it. Then he has some type of move he says called the tiger claw or something, where you sneak up behind the girl and kiss her on the neck. Like, I don't know. Some people were like, don't sneak up on me. I don't think that's a good thing, especially if it's a first date in the beginning. Please don't sneak up on me, I can pull charges on you. That's what some of the castmates were saying. I think Sarper was cool because he, at least I feel like he was trying to help Tyrae, and I'm glad that he didn't low blow Tyrae. You know, he is a personal trainer, so he could have attacked his body as well, and I'm glad that he did not do that. But, you know, I won't speak for all women, you know, but a lot of times women see the heart and they see more, and they see him as a teddy bear as well. So, to me, there are, you know, there's a lot of women that will see how to have a six pack and all that, but there's a lot of women that don't really feel that that's a big deal when it comes to a relationship. If you're a good guy and you're even somewhat mildly attractive, and I've seen them with not so attractive people, then, you know, you have a chance. But basically it was all about Tyrae's confidence and standing up for himself as a man. I think he said his brother wants him to be out there just playing all the women. That's not the way to go, but just being confident, knowing what you want, knowing who you are, this is what women are looking for, and that's really, really true. You don't have to be a mean guy. You could be a good guy, but stand up for being that good guy. Know who you are, know what you want, and show love and respect. At the end of the day, I think that's what most women want. So this was like the main crux of the show, the main topics. And we'll get more into what happens next time on the next tell-all. I hope I didn't leave anything out, but if I did, I'll probably get to it during next week's episode. But it was a good watch. I was more into the single life tell-all than I was into the 90-day tell-all. I didn't do an episode for that. And also Happily Ever After, to me, I'm not really into that at that moment, but at this moment. But if I do catch some episodes that seem interesting or topics that seem interesting, I will do some work on that as well. I'm kind of delving off and doing a little bit of other things and other reviews as well. If you want to be interviewed, chat with me, talk about 90 Day, talk about life topics, faith, love, and trends here on CBiz Media, let's do it. Email me, Irene at CBizTV@yahoo.com. That's CBizTV@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. All the best. God bless.